Good morning, 716 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Hischer, thanks for being with us here this morning. Lots going on, not so much in school buildings, but there's lots of construction going. There's some portable classrooms that have showed up on the Galesburg High School campus, and just lots of things going on with this whole coronavirus. And joining us to talk more about some of these things, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent Dr. John Asplund. Dr. Asplund, good morning. How are you today? Oh, I put up the wrong thing. How about that one? There you go, John. Are you there?
I am still here. Yeah, I'm doing well. Thanks.
I got to learn which is like 1, 2, 3. I go over to this one, this blue one that's not like the white ones. That's the one I had to put up to have you on the air. All right. So, or I give you the other choice, John. We could talk more about 80s music and how bad it was in general.
Well, the 80s, I can talk about that for hours.
You know, that's interesting. We did chat about that off the air, that I know there are a lot of those that went to high school in the 80s that love that glam rock or hair metal or whatever, but you weren't one of those. You weren't a fan of that. There was some decent music, but like in general, and you said you even tell your kids that you didn't grow up with a great decade of music.
Yeah, no, I went to high school in 1984 to 1988. I thought that was about the Death Valley of music as there ever was. I suppose the apex was when I entered high school with Van Halen's 1984, and it all just kind of went downhill after that.
There you go. See, it can't. There's only one way it can go after that.
Right. Yep. That was it.
After Panama, what else are you going to do? Right.
Yeah, exactly. That was it.
All right. Well, first off, I want to mention, of course, on the Galesburg High School campus, the portable classrooms have been arising. How many? Okay, so each of those, I'll call them pods for lack of a better term, sitting there, each of them will be connected to another, each making one classroom. Is that right?
Yeah. So each, once they're all connected together, and they're not all here yet, but once they're all connected together, there'll be four separate units, and within each of those separate units will contain 10 classrooms.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I thought they were just each, like two of them would be one separate unit. Okay. So how many total? Because I think that I saw, what, like 10 out there yesterday? Something
yeah,
like that?
17 out here now.
Oh, okay.
But they're not all here yet. So,
right.
Yeah, by the end of it, and I can't remember exactly how many, I think maybe there's 24 of them somewhere in that area. So I think, you know, but at the end of it, they do tie them together. And so there'll be four separate freestanding units that each one will have 10 classrooms, as I said. So,
you know, kind of interesting when we posted pictures of them on the Facebook page, those the positive comments of those who had either taught in them or had classes in them talk about how great they were. For those that have been in a school that didn't have air conditioning, and these units do.
Yes, I believe I've said even on your show before that this will be a superior experience for most of our kids and teachers to what's on the second floor of GHS. Because, you know, in August and September, if we're lucky enough to be back there next year, it's really, really uncomfortable up there at that time because it's so hot. So I think this is going to be a welcome surprise to a lot of people.
Dr. John Asplund, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Well, construction has been going on at a couple of locations, and it seems to be coming along very nicely at both King and Steele at this point.
Yes, and King and Steele and Lombard are all doing very well, and I was last in those buildings Tuesday. And the projects are on schedule, and everything looks good. And so, you know, unless they have to get shut down, we're definitely on track for those being able to be open in the fall.
If by chance we are able to go back in May, which, you know, doesn't seem very likely, but if that were to happen, does that stop some of that construction at that point if the students are back in? Or
great question. No, it doesn't. We had already planned, obviously, at the beginning of the year, we had no idea we were going to be doing what we're
right.
doing right now. So the staging of the work was planned so that when students were here, certain work was going to go on. The only difference would be that if the governor, and I am hearing that today he's going to make an announcement about it, and I'm guessing that it's going to be that we're closed for the rest of the year, but we'll wait and see. But if that happens, we do have the ability then to expand the project into areas where we had not allowed them before just because students and staff were there.
And would that be the same with Galesburg High School? Obviously, nothing has gone on. And I know you've already, the teachers were in and cleared out their classrooms. Students were in and got their things cleared out because you figure if you were going to go back, it wouldn't be for that long and you'd be able to get by without everybody having everything in there at that point. So it was part of that, like, for one, at Galesburg High School, if he says, okay, yeah, we're not going back, then construction there can start immediately?
Yes, and the only thing we're doing there this summer is the kitchen project, which is okay. A huge project, but that's the only thing going on. So, yes, we can move that up as well.
Dr. John Aspen, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning, which brings me to my next thing with a lot of this going on and some hopes for different things on the project. And I know you addressed this at the board meeting the other night. Now the governor's office is projecting that this pandemic has put the state, like $2.7 billion in the hole for next year's budget. And, you know, obviously one of the things he's saying it's going to affect would be education. So I'm guessing that means there will be some things you may not be able to do in this project that you were hoping to be able to do. Is that the case?
Well, we're still in a wait-and-see mode, but that's definitely a fair statement that that's a possibility. We have everybody guessing right now, but of course, as I said at the board meeting the other night, none of us know what's going to happen, but if I were a gambling person, I would definitely put more of my chips on the side of the construction's probably not going to have the scope that we thought it might be able to have. Although there is, we hold out some hope that once they try to re-stimulate the economy, that maybe construction will be a big part of that. And so perhaps some of that money that they wanted to put towards construction before would be green-lighted because they need to get people back to work. So we'll see. I mean, I don't know how they're going to handle coming out of this, and nobody knows when it's going to end yet. So we have to kind of plan for both realities right now.
Next question, if you were betting, man, who are you going to bet on to win the World Series if we have one?
Well, I was going to say the Dodgers because I thought they had acquired every good player in baseball. But, you know, if they're all playing all their games in Arizona and Florida, that's a different dynamic. I don't know.
Yeah, well, and who knows what they're going to – are they going to leave the divisions the same or change them? Because I did not like the division they had the Cardinals in, the one projection I saw with the Nationals, and I think the Reds. I'm like, wait a minute, that doesn't seem very fair compared – I don't remember who the Cubs were in with. But
you just don't want to be with the Astros, right?
That too, yes, that too. Dr. John Aspen is the Galesburg District 205 Superintendent joining us here this morning. All right, so I know one of the things you also talked about at the board meeting, and you knew this would probably be a little bit of a problem, attendance, getting kids to be engaged online. As you know, it's, yeah, there are probably a few kids and families that are unable to do some of the stuff due to not having the internet or whatever. You knew that there was going to be a little bit of that. But overall, you're putting it around 80% attendance. Is that about what you expected, or were you and hoping for more, or what were the expectations going in?
You know, it's a great question, Tom, and having absolutely no experience to go back on, I didn't really know what to expect, to be honest with you. And I did just double check yesterday, and that's gotten a little better. I don't know why or what. You know, we're trying to get the reasons why and figure out so that we can try to make sure people come and log in or whatever, you know, however they're engaging with their teacher. But we're sending out, I believe, right around 100 letters to families that have not engaged so far. So, you know, that's somewhere in the neighborhood of, you know, about the 20%. But what I had been told we were going to send out before that was a little bit worse. So, you know, I guess at the end of the day, we're trying to figure out if language is the biggest barrier or if it's internet or parents working, or we don't really know. So that's the thing that we're really trying to find out, that if there's a really good reason why a large group of people aren't engaging, maybe we can try to address that this next 2 weeks.
Is there a prominent level? Like, is it more at the high school level, middle school level, grade school, or is it just kind of run the gamut of from K through 12?
It's kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
And I did ask that question. So there's not any one grade level that's getting more hard hit than others. It's just a scattershot all over the district.
Well, I guess, you know, one of the things that you just mentioned that I hadn't thought of, if, you know, say parents are still working and maybe you've got an older sibling taking care of a younger one, I could see where that would be an issue where it's like, it's not my job to get this kid, this, you know, first grader online and doing what he's supposed to do. So I guess it's things like that could, and you'll find out hopefully, but things like that could be a real issue.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're looking into any different possibility of, you know, with this internet access, or it's having to take care of their siblings, or you know, they're more worried about other issues. You know, we don't really know what they are, but until we can actually get a hold of the parents and the students, it's really hard for us. We don't want to just make guesses. We'd like to know exactly why they're having difficulty getting connected with their teacher.
And you said at the beginning it wasn't, you know, nobody was going to fail because of this, but it could affect somebody graduating or moving on to the next level. Is that correct or not?
No, that's correct. I don't believe we have anybody right now that falls into that category. I think anybody that was online, that was on target to graduate this year will still be able to do that, at least by the last time I checked, which was earlier in the week. I feel pretty good about that. But no, the state has told us you cannot fail a child by the end of this year with what's going on. What you would be able to do is to give that child an incomplete, and then we'll have to figure out how to reintegrate them back into school next year if we haven't heard from them since, you know, March 11th. That's going to be quite a span of time to where we're going to have to try to figure out how to remediate a lot of the problems that have arisen because the child hasn't been in school for several months.
Dr. John Asplin, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning, this whole strange situation. And, yeah, we may hear very soon that school will be done and they won't be back, at least in the classrooms, for the rest of the year. Yeah, and I do see a lot of people, you know, posting, like, oh, how horrible this is for the seniors and how horrible for the students. And in some respects, yes. I mean, like, for me, thinking back, like, I would have really missed doing track. But being there in class, you know, I was one of those that, yeah, I would, you know, maybe this wouldn't be so bad. So I'm guessing there are a number of students like, yeah, this is not such a bad thing, not having to get up in the morning and go to school. And I understand the missing prom and you know, graduation, things like that, that is going to be tough. And I guess that's another, with graduation, obviously at this point you cannot schedule anything. Is there, you know, say that things loosen up and you're able to have some gatherings, is there any possibility whatsoever of having a graduation at some point? Or do you think by that time it would maybe be too late and some students and families would be gone already? Or,
well, look, that's an excellent question, Tom. And so our high school administration sent a survey out to senior students and parents this week just asking, would you like us to do something now to ensure that it happens and it wouldn't be in person, or would you like us to wait and be able to do an in-person? And somewhere in the neighborhood of 85% of the people have said they'd rather wait and do an in-person. But there were some responses for people who were going into the military or things like that where they weren't going to be able to do an in-person if they had to wait. So it's good that we've got the information. We've said all along we are committed to giving our students a graduation. We just don't know when we can do it or what it will look like. And so I would love to be able to give them an in-person graduation. We've talked about perhaps doing it out on the football field and having it in groups of students and being able to spread people out. But maybe by June or July, if they've relaxed some of the congregational numbers that you can have, perhaps we could have a slightly larger group. So there's a lot of things on the table right now, but we're all very committed to still giving the class of 2020 some sort of graduation.
Are there any expectations for the start of the next school year as far as, hey, are we going to be in classrooms or are things going to totally change, or you just don't know at this point?
Just don't know at this point. And I think, and I'm piecing a lot of things together, so this is just me trying to make an educated guess out of a lot of different things that I've read or things that I've been told. I think next year is probably going to look a lot like we'll be able to have school, but we're going to have active testing measures, and then we're going to probably be asked to you know, close the school down if somebody in the school ends up with it, and then we're going to have to isolate people, and we're probably going to be online and offline and in school and off school probably kind of intermittently until there's a vaccine. That's my guess anyway.
Wow. So, yeah, sounds it's all crazy. I guess it's all new to everybody, though, too. I mean,
well, yeah, this is definitely a you know, the undiscovered country. We don't know what we're doing most of the time here. I mean, our staff has done a fantastic job of trying to make sense out of this whole thing as best we can. I think our students and our parents have been super patient and really trying to work and do the things that we've asked them to do, and everybody's trying something new, and you know, I'm sure we're going to come out of this knowing some things that we didn't know before that will make us better. But yeah, it's definitely frustrating because, you know, we didn't get into this business to do it from a computer. It you know, in a remote site. So it's definitely it's been a tough spring, that's for sure.
Well, I guess the learning experience is good in the aspect that, like, say a day like today's, which possibly would have been a snow day, that now you've kind of seen what you can do remotely.
No, that's absolutely true. So one of the nice things about this, perhaps, and we don't know yet, is maybe this is the end of snow days, that if we can get our organizational pieces together to make sure that every student has access to internet and a device for next year, that perhaps we don't have to do snow days anymore. For me, as you know, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, so you probably weren't out driving the roads at 4 o'clock this morning, were you, or was it just a habit?
I was not. You know, it's funny, though, I did get up at 4. I don't know what's wrong with me. Like, I was like, oh, it's going to snow. I have to get up and look.
You were excited about being on the show.
That was probably it. It was definitely odd to watch it snow this hard in April. But yes, we didn't have to worry about calling school off today. That was maybe the very one and only thing that's been good about this. So, we'll take what we can get, but this is definitely one for the books, this weather and what we're dealing with. This is crazy.
Absolutely. Dr. John Asplund, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent. Anything else going on, John, that we need to know about or that's coming up?
What's coming up, the board is having a special board meeting next Wednesday so that we can do an amended budget for this year, because you talked about the governor's projected revenue shortfalls, and we had heard those same numbers, so we're looking at that. And that we're also going to have a meeting where the board's going to decide somewhat the future of the auditorium, because there's two different ways we can get a cafeteria into the high school, and one is adding it on into the courtyard, and another is to break out the back part of the auditorium and knock out the balcony and create the space out of that area. And there's pluses and minuses to both. And so that will be hopefully decided on Wednesday. So that'll be something moving forward for the project. Now, there's still a lot of unknowns, as we said before, about how we're going to get money and where that's going to come from and the scope of the project. So there's still going to be a lot of unknowns, and you asking me questions and me going, yeah, I don't know. I think for the next 6 to 8 months, because this is just very much an unpredictable time for us. So I'm sure there will be lots of new and exciting things next week if we talk. It seems like there's new and strange things happening all the time, and I'm sure you guys are having a lot of good times trying to figure out ways to talk about stuff. I love it when you talk about coming up next is sports. Like, what are you going to talk about?
I know. Tyler and I have talked about this. Like, you know, it's strange. Yesterday, I think, was the first day. It was a little bit tougher. But, there's actually been, without games, there's been enough sports news that it hasn't been horrible. But right. It's getting to that point. It's going to get to a point, like, unless there's games, we're going to run out of trades. And
Well, and, I'm just going to start recapping sports movies.
There you go.
If you got a favorite, shout them out.
You remember the old triangles you made out of paper? You could do your field goal kicking.
There you go. There you go.
Maybe. We're having a GIL horse competition.
Billy Chappell threw a no-hitter for the Tigers. What else?
That was a perfect game.
It was. That's right. It was a perfect game with somehow Vin Scully doing the Tigers.
How about that? Vin Scully, the announcer for the Yankees.
The Yankees and Tigers, yeah. Oh, well, all right. Well, John, always appreciate you taking some time with us, and go out and check the roads, make sure they're okay for the trip home from school.
I'll do that.
All right. John, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.